What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Got a fastball and lifts a fly ball into short left field. Kierzynski wanting to know, am I going? He is going. Here comes a throw by Merton. It is a collision at the plate. And Kierzynski not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate. And here they go. Jimenez in the air. Left field. He's your hero tonight. Welcome to Wrigley. Thanks, Cubs.
I love that Jason Benetti call. Let's talk about Crosstown. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Brody and the song Stand Up by Ludacris.
Southside, stand up!
Will the Southside be standing up tonight?
He hit him in the grill!
The White Sox are playing their best baseball of the season. They just got done with a 5-1 road trip. Meanwhile, the Cubs have just seen, thanks to losing 2-3 to the Royals, they have just seen that their lead in the NL Central has gone away to the Brewers. Those dreaded Brewers. Play the Undertaker music, because that's where I feel like this is happening. The Cubs are a game back of the Brewers right now. The Brewers are 61-41. And by the way, Marshall, keeping an eye on the Reds, they're still a healthy 8.5 games back of the Brewers and therefore 7.5 games back of the Cubs at 53-50. But I know we said this last time.
What do we say?
Yeah, let's just start recording. Alexa slash Robbie play Hell's Bells.
And it's Who Made Who a Ballad? Anybody want to text me on that? 312-644-6777.
Well, listen.
Hold on. We said this last time.
Yes.
And a very eager Marshall Harris and Leila Rahimi were like, you know, this is a little bit of a different type of crosstown. Last time we were like, the Sox are looking a little better. Sox are looking a little better.
It's
maybe
a newer maybe, type of crosstown.
Maybe this
classic.
Is a competitive crosstown.
Why are you
but,
doing this?
But I'm doing this again.
Hey, the Cubs.
Maybe
have been,
this is a competitive crosstown.
To add to your nuggets, if I may, Leila Rahimi, the Cubs were outscored 20. I'm trying to get my E's in on the word 20 instead of saying 20. 20
not
to
20.
Eight. No, not 20. That's the Chicago way. 20-8 against Kansas City. So maybe. Isn't it funny? Like, the question is, will the White Sox win one game in this series?
Why does that have to be the limit?
Because
they were just because they were outscored 26-8 the last time they saw the
they swept
the
Cubs. They won that one game 13-3, that one where Vargas had. Remember that game? I don't know why I remember
where
this
Vargas.
Game so well. We've got Vargas. The Sox had the early lead in all those games, at least two of them.
I am aware, Mark.
Vargas cracked a homer and then along came PCA, that super ball just bouncing all over the place. And I think it was Mydroth.
And then Brad Keller bounced a pitch off of Mikel Vargas.
Oh, that's right.
Don't forget about that.
Oh, Let's not forget about the Heat.
The last three crosstown games after Marshall and I thought it would be a competitive series went in the favor of the Cubs by finals of 13-3, 7-3, and 6-2.
By the way, could somebody please, because I don't know that anybody knows this off the top of their heads, what is the overall record Cubs and Sox? Because guess what? The Cubs are denting the Sox lead. I don't know that the Cubs have ever led the overall series, but I would imagine the Cubs are between last year and this year, and they probably will at least take two out of three. They're starting to make progress on the overall record at this point.
It says, according to this, the Cubs lead the regular season record 75-74 as of May 18th, 2025.
They've done it. They have surpassed the White Sox. Obviously, I didn't realize that. Okay, it's happened already.
That's because of a sweep, though.
Get up, White Sox fans. I mean, this is getting pretty serious.
You got to take that BP Cup back. Is that still the BP Cup?
No, there's no BP Cup.
No, there's no...
any longer.
No.
What happened to it? It caused
some problems.
Where did it go?
Yeah, where is the BP Cup? That's a great question. Like, literally, who has it? And whose possession? You know what? Everything just goes to Paul Konerko. Give it to Paul Konerko. He gets the baseball. He gets the Pope shirt. Paul Konerko got the Les Grobstein recorder, at least wanted to.
What?
If you have something of Chicago sports import, mail it to the Konerkos.
Okay, so this is what you mean, Harris. That is Mark
Start
Grody.
Getting like bobbleheads in the mail. My Lance Lynn bobblehead is going to get mailed to Paul Konerko. Yes, I have a Lance
Lynn.
Seems
like a very trustworthy type of guy.
Mark,
too,
I just want to remind everyone why I was very confident that the White Sox could make it a series against the Cubs the last time, and then they got swept, and the total runs were 26-8. It's because at the time the Sox were coming off back-to-back series wins against the Marlins and the Reds. So I was like, okay, this seems like a team that can compete. Here's what's different about this series versus those two series that they were coming off of. Even though they won 2 of 3 against the Marlins and 2 of 3 against the Reds, they never scored more than 6 runs in any of those games, and their run totals were meager. Now the Sox have offense. And it looks like legit offense now.
We asked this question, Grody, yesterday. Like, when you're hearing the Cubs or the White Sox, Robbie's been pounding his chest on this. We finally got to legitimately ask, are the White Sox fun, in all caps? And the Sox told us yesterday that they were having fun in the postgame quotes.
Really?
Yeah, they're fun now.
They said this is fun. Hey, man, we're all about the 37-66 lifestyle. Is that what they were saying?
They're all about the 5-1 on the road trip lifestyle.
No, I'm not going to be the party pooper here.
No, you're being the party pooper.
No, because there's just going to be few and far in between are the positive moments for the Sox, and this is one. And guess what, too? I'm going to add to the party here. So the guys that you want to play well have been playing well. Colson Montgomery coming off great stuff. Kyle Teal, Luis Roberts. Like, the guys that you need to see play better for the sake of the future of this team, as in potentially trading somebody like Luis Robert, and still trying to figure out if guys like Colson Montgomery, Kyle Teal, and the rest of these, and some of these other guys, are actually core pieces for you going forward. Mydroff as well.
Vargas.
Absolutely. Didn't even mention Vargas. So there are some encouraging things starting to take place.
It feels like it's the beginning of a core situation for the White Sox.
Yeah. Is it?
When you talk about those players. Well, yeah. I think Miguel Vargas, you mentioned Mydroth.
Yes.
Obviously, Colson Montgomery, we've been waiting on him for a long, long time.
Is Chase Mydroth the next Darwin Barney? Is that who he is?
Carol and Teal. I don't know that's going to be the case. why
would you? I like just hear for many years... but not enough years.
Yeah, well, and not here when it get like if we're really doing the Darwin Barney thing.
Talented
here and did really awesome things defensively, but when it got real, no longer here. Yeah,
I'm not worried about that.
Okay, sorry.
Here's why I'm not worried about that, because Colson Montgomery has been through Hades and back to try to get even on the major league team. We thought we were going to see him sometime last year. He had an awful season overall. Then this year he's got to go to Arizona, fix his swing, come back, and barely makes it to the major leagues. Finally gets hot enough to come up. And people are like, well, are they going to keep him up when he struggles? Well, guess what? He hasn't struggled. I know it's been a very small sample size, but I'm good with it. But more importantly than that, tonight's matchup, oh my goodness. This is it right here. Shota Imanaga, the guy that has an over 750 winning percentage the Cubs do as a team when he's starting the game against Adrian Hauser, who's been unbelievable. I do really mean, we use the word unbelievable sometimes to describe things that are believable, but what Adrian Hauser has done off the scrap heap basically is unbelievable. This guy could get real prospects back in a deal because it's such a seller's market.
189 ERA.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, and 5-2, and he's got 44 strikeouts over that span. Like, that's a big part of it, too, for me. But also, we've talked about how, did we just see Seth Lugo audition at Wrigley Field? And
Lugs,
from what we saw, especially that third time through the order, it was a convincing performance. Are we seeing Adrian Hauser in some potential audition way for the Cubs? And I know that they want a higher level starter, but I also think you have to have a guy who you know can help you get to the playoffs or get to winning the Central.
It's going to be a bouncy day for scouts today. There will be scouts watching Adrian Hauser out on the south side today. And obviously, as you just said, Layla, yeah, I mean, they should be. I would imagine that both general managers might be talking before the game today. So I think that the Hauser thing will certainly come up, and I hope he sparkles today, really, seriously. Because that's probably the best story. Like, if we're doing a story that would make Cubs fans and Sox fans semi-happy, because somebody's got to lose, and that's never good for one side. But if Adrian Hauser goes out there and is awesome against the Cubs can dream a little bit about potentially getting Hauser, and the Sox can be like, hey, yo, we're now 6-1 in our last 7 games.
So, no, I agree. Like, yeah, that the best thing for the Sox long term is to have their people who you know might be traded shine. You know, Luis Robert, Adrian Hauser, for example, today.
Ooh, wow.
That would be, I think, something that this is, you can look at it as not just are they winning and it's good for the core, but also the better they play overall, I think the more they can set themselves up for years with the importance of this next week. I also want to point this out. This was some fun audio we have for you. Zach Zaidman, our guy over at the Cubs Radio Network, asked Pete Crow Armstrong which fan base gives him the hardest time on the field. And Pete has been on some big stages. I did not expect this.
Chicago is probably the nastiest, though, in terms of, like,
south side.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, they were throwing... Sorry, they were throwing stuff on the field. I got some interesting gestures from fans that had children with them. So I wasn't such a fan of the South Side, but...
The Sox fans really hate Cubs stars through the years. And so PC... And obviously, he wasn't a star even last year. He's going to get it. I mean, through the years, not like the treatment Sammy Sosa got, and there's different reasons for that. He was a White Sox. Sox fans were very accusatory of the way Sammy Sosa got to what he got to. So they were merciless with Sammy Sosa through the years and any Cubs star. So I would say Sox fans put the heat on a little more than, and Cubs fans are no angels. Trust me, man. The Bleacher fans are harsh towards the Sox players as well.
As long as they're not throwing records
at him. Yeah, don't do that.
Heading to that type
of
night.
No projectiles.
Nothing personal. Don't do the Marte thing. I mean, that, like, stay away from that stuff and then have your fun.
I will say this, though. We already had the Tyson Bagent over-under today from one of our listeners. Are we going to see any fights in the stands?
Yes. They play Knuck If You Buck fights. Over on the South Side. What are you talking about? That's when you play Knuck If You Buck, you are asking people to engage with others in a violent way.
I don't know that you play Knuck If You Buck during Crosstown, because it's pretty consistent the amount of fights that occur in the stands during Crosstown.
That's a good question. Also, can I ask you guys this question? If Tyson Bagent is to ever, ever, sometime in his life, be the Bears starting quarterback, would his name be changed to Tyson Bagent?
Okay. This is the question plaguing the nation.
Okay.
I need to know the answer to this.
That was the proper response, Mark.
Bears. Why?
Bears. Why? Why? Bears.
What?
Hee-haw.
Socks.
That perturbed DJ Moore what?
What?
Lives rent-free in my head.
I would love to hear that whole bit again between Weedsy and I, because it's just so funny every time. And then I asked him about if he has gratitude, or if he's something about gratitude and when you get open, and he gave me the what. And then I said, are you pleased? And
what?
And he gave me the courtesy laugh. Well, I love DJ Moore.
You just can't put words in his mouth, I've noticed. Like, they always say, don't ask yes or no questions to people. He's actually one who appreciates a yes, no.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of, like, roll into it.
Same with DeAndre Swift. Like, they're interested. You got to get these guys going. You ask them good questions.
What's
give you
the
good
key
answers.
To winning a one-on-one matchup?
Being creative, winning at the line, and then just going from there.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
How gratifying is it? Does it please you?
It's the follow-up. Does it please you?
It's that and elaborate.
I think the what's elaborate. My favorite. The disjointed what? What?
I don't think it was that disjointed.
What?
It's so good.
The non-question mark, question mark, what?
630, what? Like, there's a lot of elements here. We've got the heat. We've got the stickiness of outside. We've got Crosstown.
It's hot
We've
out.
Got Tyson Bagent on a stage over at Hallis Hall. And 630 points out, you got Cubs versus White Sox. It's Four Loko time for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Isn't it always Four Loko time?
It's not even the PM hours yet.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple.
Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.